I can definitely understand that. Brother Dean, take that wherever you are.
Brother Dean, man. I don't know. I mean, I feel like he had, like, I really, maybe he was, maybe I'm assuming, maybe, I feel like he had, like, some type of mental illness. I don't know. I feel like he, I don't know. Not to assume, like, I'm not, I'm not a doctor or whatever, but I don't know. I feel like he had some type of mental illness that made him act the way he acted, in my opinion. And just, I don't know. I just feel like, yeah, with everything that's gone on with this women are really like in an uproar, and it's like, I don't blame them because it's the same people, and it's funny because the same dudes, they rape, you know, they rape these, the same men are the ones that be raping people, not women.
True.
Okay, not to say that women don't rape men, right? We just don't take it as seriously.
We don't take it seriously, man, at all.
A man raping a woman and then giving birth to not giving birth, but having the baby and they can't abort it. That's a nightmare. I feel like that's the mindset. Like, a lot of these, like, you're going to have this baby and there's no way you can back out of it now.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, you basically said a guy can rape you and you can't do anything. You can't kill the baby. You can't end the baby suffering at all.
I feel like rape victims, I think they get the pass.
I think rape victims should be an exception.
Yeah, that's an exception to any time. I think so.
Like, there's no way I would ever want to put someone through that. No?
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't want to put, like, anyone through that. And then it's like, okay, if you're having sex at a consequence, I feel like, here's the thing. I feel like if you have sex, right, and you have the baby at a consequence because you chose not to wrap it up, or you chose not to to take a contraceptive or to avoid it because, it just doesn't feel the same, then I feel like, okay, like, that's, you knew what you could have done.
Exactly.
That's what, but it's like, no, because then it's like, oh, but guys, you guys always try to convince girls to go in raw, and then it's like, no, I mean, you could just say no to the, okay. See, now no. I'm saying things, and then there's like, I can hear the woman's like, a girl, if they were to talk to me about this, like, no, there's not, you can't just say no to a guy because it always leads to rape most of the time when a girl says no, and then the guy forces themselves on her, and then it's like, you know, but I don't know.
That's true. That's true. But I'll say I'm speaking off of not an emotional sense. You'll end up in the same place though.
Yeah, I feel like, you say no, but the guy got most guys, like, a lot of these guys that rape don't take no for an answer.
Yeah.
So it's like, damn, like, I could say, you could say to tell this dude no, but it'll lead up to that.
Yeah.
No one wants to turn. And then it's like, hey, maybe you don't really, you know, I can't tell a woman what to do, when to not.
Facts.
Because they're going to be women, they're going to do it who they want to do it with, and that's, you know, people, and I think guys need to learn more self-control.
Guys, like, have no self-control whatsoever,
and it sucks because then it's like I don't know, like, it always ends up bad. Like, these guys do these girls dirty, get them pregnant, and then they'll be like, these girls will be in relationships with these dudes. They'll have this baby, and then the guy dips. And then it's like,
all the time.
It's like, wow. And that's always the case. That's always the case. And it's like, then it's like, okay. Then the guy needs to be held responsible. I feel like if that's the case, and the guy ducks and then leaves the baby mom to, like, you know, do all, like, to take care of it and basically watch out for it without the guy, I feel like there should be responsibility to the guy. I mean, I don't know what it would be. Like, what are you going to tell him to do? You can't have a man serve time because he doesn't want to take care of his kid.
That's fine. I mean, that's another flaw in the system. But the easiest thing to do is just say no.
Yeah.
Like,
that's the thing, though. You could tell them to say no, but it's not up to the person. If it doesn't, no, okay, a lot of these guys think no means keep convincing her.
Yeah, that's fact.
Keep convincing her until she says yes.
But girls are part of that that equation too. Girls, the girls brought that that notion that like when girls say I'm okay, it really means that they're not okay. When a girl means no, leave me alone, it means like, oh yeah, they're really feeling you. Like,
yeah,
they've brought that up. They've like made that a thing. On not on such a higher scale, but on lower scales. Like if I'm you're trying to flirt with me, and I'm like, boy, get out of here. You feel me? Like,
I don't want to blame women, but I feel like I know what you're saying. Like you're saying a lot of these when a girl, like girls would be like, oh, we mean no, we mean yes, you know. But and then a lot of those guys will take that seriously.
Yeah, because guys, no matter what they say, they don't understand girls fully. They don't understand girls at all. So when they when they find something that's a factual, like, kind of, like, a thing that leads, like, if 1 + 1 = 2, then they'll hold on to that because that's the only, like, constant thing that they know. That, oh, okay, she meant no, but I ended up getting her, which means when she uses it, she says playing that she really will like it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like the minute you guys are alone and stuff, it's like, damn, he like, and he start and you say no, and it's like, I mean, she's with me. I mean, we're here. I mean, why are you saying no? And then they're going to keep convincing the girl, oh, well, let me just do that. Oh, no, but, you know, we could just, and then it's like, and then if the guy's like really, like, I don't know. If the guy's really trying to really, like, I just want to know how, like, desperate for
how desperate guy. You have to be
to rape a woman.
That
bro.
Is that's lame.
Just to, like, just to do all that, like, that's weird. Like,
there's 7 billion people in the world.
There are 7 billion people. One out of those billions people will probably let you smash.
You could pay for someone to do that.
Just to pay. But see, you know what? A lot of people, you know what? Me, yeah. You're right. it's just not the same. Like, it's you can't, you have to work hard for it. It's different.
Yeah.
You could just, I mean, essentially, that's kind of how you get, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, that's how you bag most of these females. You're paying, but there's a difference. It's not a business transaction.
Yeah, it's more like they wanted to, like, you were able to get through
I'm saying, if you can do this with, like, taking it on, like, 3, I don't know how girls get down. Some do it on the first day, some mm-hmm. get it on the second day, some on the third.
We don't shame none of those. We don't shame nothing of those. You do it whenever you want.
Listen. We can do an hour later. That's all I'm going to say about that. Because I don't, listen, you know, but a lot of these, I don't know, like, it's just weird, like, how desperate you have to, and it's like, yeah, there's literally premium snaps, Instagram, OnlyFans, like, when they literally, yo, $70 for an hour of fun. Like,
yeah.
And you want to rape, bro? There's literally, we have Pornhub, bro.
True.
And videos, like, are you, like, bro, are you that sexually frustrated where you'd be like, you know what? I'm going to ruin a woman's life because I'm horny. Like, are you, that's disgust. That's really disgusting, and it's really petty. It's just weird. Like, I don't understand it.
That's the lowest form of, like, men.
I feel like it's just toxic masculinity.
Yeah, toxic masculinity.
It's a sense of entitlement. Mm-hmm. And, oh, I'm the guy. And they kind of treat girls like guys are like the apex predator, and these girls are like the prey.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's like. That's so weird. Like, it's very primitive.
Indeed.
That's the word I'm looking for. Primitive. It's very,
I was going to say that's the lowest form of like intelligence that you can like display. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. That's very primitive of people. Yeah. Just to like, that's weird to me. Like, I would, like, I couldn't do that. So, like, and it's like, bro, and you know what's worse? You don't even have to rape a woman. If someone just says, oh, he raped me, and you didn't even rape her, like, just that accusation mm-hmm. is powerful enough to be like, oh, like, you're done.
Yeah, there's plenty of football players in college and basketball players that, I remember they proved one guy that he didn't even do it, but he didn't get to the NBA just because it was false accusation.
That's the thing. Like, my dad told me a story
mm-hmm.
about this this dude. I guess he knows this one guy. His son, he went to college. I don't know what college he went to, but there's this white girl. There's this white girl that I don't know if her race has anything to do with it. I just say white girl because that's how I remember. She was this girl, and I guess she like I guess they were feeling each other. And they hooked up, right? They hooked up. Dude, the girl actually likes somebody else, and I guess that guy that she likes found out that they smashed, and she said, "Oh no, he raped me," because she didn't want him to know that I like did this with this other person. And then it was just this whole thing, and then it's like, it became this whole pending case, and then, oh, they found out he really didn't do it, it was just a lie, and then it's like, oh, well, that was like, what, 5 years of your life, 4 years of your life taken away from you, of a stupid decision that girl decided to make?
See, that's the problem, it's just there's so many, we're both at fault for it. Like, there's no way that I could just say, like, it's just guys and it's just girls. Like, it's just girls. Like, it's both. Because girls, it's weird. It's like when you give them, like, I don't know. The way that I see it sometimes is that because, like, guys, there's men, like, men privilege. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I feel like women kind of don't have that. Not that they don't have it, but it's like not to the scale of men. But when they have something that's on the scale of men, there's always women that like don't hesitate to abuse it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then they abuse it, and it's like, well, look, this is what man I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, oh, but then you still have to give them their full respect. But it's like, Jesus, like they don't. And there's nothing ever happens to that girl who falsely accused. That guy, nothing happened to her. Mm-hmm. She got off scot-free. And then it's like, okay, well, the guy didn't go to the NBA, was looked at horribly, like, he didn't do anything wrong, and the future he was supposed to have, he was working for his 4 years of college, he didn't get because of a lie. Mm-hmm. So then it's like, well, damn. And then the girl even said something like, how do we know what the story is? Like, I mean, of course, like, they'll look at it, you feel me? But, like, face value, you just don't know the story. Some people are coming out saying that they got raped. It's like, oh, are you lying or are you not lying? But if they really did get raped, you tell them that you're lying, makes you look like a dick. And it's like, oh, shoot, like, I don't know. And then Twitter's all over you, and then boom.
Here's the thing. I feel like, you know what? I'm like, bro, do you ever put these accused rapists on a, like, on a lie detector machine, like a polygraph?
Yeah, like for something that they say that I think what it does is that it gets your base emotions when you sit in the chair, and then if your emotions spike or your emotions like rush, then the polygraph will go faster because it's in tune with your emotions. So if you lie, you know how if you get lie, you get butterflies and you get sweaty, it'll start going quick. But if you're a master liar, then you know what I'm saying? If you're just like, no, I didn't rape her, then it's never going to change. And then they don't really know anything. That's how I think it works.
Okay.
Because then you could just put someone in there anytime and then like it should work. You feel me? But yeah. I think it works more with them on the emotion side. To clarify that everything that we're talking about, like not, we don't have like hardcore, we're just talking. You feel me?
Yeah.
About events that's happened and we're just trying to put them together. So like in the instance of this polygraph, I'm just guessing that's how it works, and I'm not saying that's how it for sure works.
Yeah, for sure. Like, I don't know, like it's weird. I don't want to be like, oh, where is the woman responsible? But like, because I feel like, yeah, on both sides it's kind of, you know, the thing about was like this whole rape situation, it's like a lot of these like people, a lot of them get raped without knowing it.
What do you mean by
a lot of they do certain things happen in their life that they don't look back and think, oh snap, that wasn't a good situation.
Yeah,
that wasn't supposed to happen to me at 6 years old or 7 or 8. And a lot of it, not that they don't know. But it's like, I think Lady Gaga said this, but literally when you're raped or a traumatic event happens, your brain hides it away like a file, in a file storage unit, right? Mm-hmm. And then when something triggers that word or a word or a phrase or an action can trigger that, it'll open back that file storage thing and it'll replay that memory, or it'll bring you back to that memory. And it's like, oh man, a lot of these people like they get raped without really knowing what it fully is, and it's kind of sad.
Very sad, actually.
But yeah, going back to the whole Alabama thing, I just feel like it's just men being men, thinking they know what's right because they're in charge. Mm-hmm. Always been that way since what America was quote unquote
discovered. Honestly, since the beginning.
Yeah, it's always been that way. The only reason why a black man couldn't have gone for president back in the days is because, like, when it came down, like, even if, like, when it came down to, like, the, what, 1800s or 1700s, literally, the only way you could be president was you're white and rich. Like,
that was...
Women had no say. Women couldn't even be president. So, you know, you had to be white male and rich, or some with some wealth, right?
Yeah.
And now, like, I don't know. It's just I don't know. It's always been this way. They've always made decisions that they think it's only good for them. They think it's good. But, like, 25 of these guys all came together and said, you know what, like I don't know. We got to stop this abortion thing. Mm-hmm. We got to clear it out. And then, so, all right. So, maybe we should get these women in trouble for not being moms or something. And it's like, bro, like, they really don't know. They don't know what they're talking. Like, they talk about how the South. It's funny because they're really known to be like back in, like, from what I know, they're really like they pride themselves on their etiquette and their manners and all of that. Mm-hmm. And it's like looking back now, it's like, y'all aren't living up to that Southern.
Not at all.
At all. And it's like now it's like this, like when you talk about the South, you just think of ignorance coming from these people, because that's all we hear about these dudes. These dudes are ignorant. That's like factual. Ignorant Confederate flag waving people that are still in Jim Crow era of way of thinking or something. And it's kind of sad, but I don't know. It's because, like, it's weird.
Go ahead.
No, I'm good. What were you going
to
say?
I was going to say, so my question to you, just to bring it out to see, like, how it go. What do you think is the right law, or how do you fix it? What would you do?
Me, personally, I feel like there should be certain leeways to this bill. I do feel like it's like, damn, like it's, you kind of shut down everything. Like, you kind of, you know, like destroyed whatever hope women had. I feel like this whole abortion thing was the only thing women had that men couldn't talk about.
Facts.
And now that it was destroyed, and now that, like, you know, all this happened, it's like, wow, like, we've lost hope for women of the future. But, like, me personally, I feel like if I were to change this law, listen, I just think the bill should just be destroyed, vetoed, or whatever you call it. Mm-hmm. It should be gotten rid of entirely. I mean, if it's a rape victim, I mean, rape victims should have, that's a certain circumstance where it's like, okay, no, you don't need to keep this baby.
Yeah.
Because you weren't the one, you're not responsible for being raped. It's not your fault that you were raped. Mm-hmm. So don't keep this baby. Now, if it's like, but if it's for like teens who, like, oh, they kind of just, they have sex, right? Mm-hmm. And they don't, no one takes them on the after pill. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't know, do what they need to do. Then it's like, we don't know what to tell you. I mean, we could abort the baby, but it's like, I don't know. It's like, you chose
to
do what you did. You chose to have sex, unprotected sex, and you knew what the consequences were. So it's not necessarily, I see that as having, like, I don't know. I don't know what to say about that, because if I say, oh, don't, I don't know. A lot of these women choose to keep the baby. So, and then the guy or the dad is not in their life. And then, like, the parent has to grow up and has to raise a five-year-old at the age of 20. And then it's kind of sucks, but, like, it's like, I mean, if you choose to keep the baby, then it's like, oh, okay. I mean, I feel like when it comes to teen pregnancies, it's like, oh, I guess. But if it's like a rape or something like that, I don't know. I don't know what to say, really.
Interesting.
That's a whole different situation, because there's different stuff you could say about that.
I think the law should just be made by only women.
Exactly. My brother, the one that just came in, he told me something very, he said something very interesting to me. And I didn't understand it at first. Mm. But then there's a lot of people that, he said a lot of these, when it comes to white women, right? A lot of white women will choose their whiteness over their womanhood any given Sunday when the time calls for it.
Mm.
They will go for their whiteness over their womanhood any day, meaning they will go over their right as a white person, or they'll take white privilege over their womanhood any day. And I'm like, whoa, what does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
Well, literally look at Tommy Lauren. Like,
facts.
That's literally the embodiment of what my brother said. Like, they sell out all when it because they think it benefits them. When it came down to voting for Trump, they sold out again. And when it came to a lot of these circumstances, they sold out. And then it's like, I thought it was funny at first, mm-hmm. but then it's like kind of like how everything came, like how everything is going now. It's like, yeah.
So this podcast is an hour long, but I want to end this one, and then I'm going to start a new one, because I want to talk about Donald Trump with you.
All right. Wait, so you want to talk about we want to start a new podcast?
Yeah, so we'll just start a new podcast. But, oh, yeah, I probably said that on this podcast. I should have just ended. Anyway, this is the ending of this podcast. It's an hour long, so I'm going to release it in, like, to in here that people would pretty
mm-hmm.
think that a lot of and be like, okay, let's talk about this, but this. And then, just like shitting on us.
Mm-hmm.
So let's end it here, because it's 55 minutes and 13 seconds. And so thank you for tuning in. I'm with Neri right here. And so, where can we find you at?
You can find me on Instagram at A-Neri. A-Y-N-N-A. NYERE. You can find me on Twitter. I don't even remember what Twitter is. I'm not even going to try to say it. Y'all can find me on Twitter.
Yeah.
Snapchat is the same thing as my Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know?
For sure. Well, we going to get back right into the booth right now. So I'm going to end this right here. All right, then, y'all.
All right, for sure. All right.